as Duke Ellington said, there are only two kinds of music, the good kind and the other kind.
David Stewart Wiley is the artistic director and conductor of Virginia's Blue Ridge Music Festival. He says Floyd is an ideal setting for the festival. Its variety of venues for a full schedule of performances and workshops, its scenic backdrops, and because of a certain resonance between classical and mountain music.
For example, the mandolin has a great European tradition, and the wonderful thing is that it, of course, is used in great bluegrass music, and so we combine the European tradition of the classical concerto with the incredible solo capabilities of the mandolin, where Jeff Midkiff has written a 3-movement mandolin concerto for symphony orchestra.
Festival creators hope this is the beginning of a new tradition in Floyd. Classical music wafting along the streets each spring, like a Floyd Friday Night Jamboree. Virginia's Blue Ridge Music Festival will be in town day and night for 11 days. Again, David Stewart Wiley.
We will have musicians literally from all over the country, some of them young professionals starting out in orchestral careers, playing with our professional musicians in the festival, being mentored by them, staying in the homes in Floyd, buying food at the restaurants, experiencing the shops. Our patrons will come, and it energizes the economy, it brings new people to the region, and it's just another wonderful musical form of expression in a rich tapestry that is the arts community in Floyd.
The schedule for Virginia's Blue Ridge Music Festival is still being finalized. Opening night features Bach, Vivaldi, and Handel. A new work titled Fanfare for Floyd will have its premiere. The festival includes both free and paid events and runs from May 30th until June 10th. I'm Robbie Harris. We'll be right back.